Mixcloud.com/Synteclectico.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Kelsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
There are all sorts of local community events in the WGXC community calendar online, wgxc.org. You can even add your own there. There's a button called Add an Event. You press the Add an Event button and then fill in the blanks, and soon enough your community calendar listing is on wgxc.org in the community calendar. And it's also being read on the radio right now, including the band Ballister comes to Kingston in April, April 13th. The International Free Jazz Noise Trio Ballister, with saxophonist Dave Rempus, cellist Fred Lundberg Holm, and drummer PNL from Norway, start their 2022 U.S. tour at Kingston's Tubby's. Find out more about this event, a link to Tubby's website, and more in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Devon of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Do you know? You're listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. Glad to be back on the radio. It feels like it's been a while since the last time. I hope everybody's surviving and thriving. We just finished the first set with Charles Stepney with a track titled Step on Step. It's just a single, I guess. It's a kind of single that just came out from International Anthem record label. It says composed by Charles Stepney. All instruments performed by Charles Stepney, recorded by himself in the basement studio at his home on the south side of Chicago sometime in the late 1960s. Ahead of that, we heard Harumi Hosono, the Japanese artist, and his track titled Femme Fatale from 1978 album Haraiso. You know, I have I'm a very big fan of Harumi Hosono and exotica music. I think he was really the doorway for me to encounter that whole world of exotica music, which is beautiful and we're enchanted and everything, but started listening to it as an adult and as an Asian person listening to it, I do sometimes feel like I cannot help feeling like, you know, maybe I was not invited to this party when I hear some motif that is like vaguely Japanese, vaguely Chinese, vaguely like something else, something exotic, and that it doesn't really matter because basically we're just props in this world of exotica. You know, my culture is just a prop. It's not as, you know, in your face as that annoying movie Lost in Translation, and I guess I can give exotica a little more break because it's much older, but still it's the same thing. We're being othered, we're being exoticized and, you know, used as a prop. So this album Haraiso from 1978 is really interesting to me because, and this is just my opinion, but instead of like victimizing ourselves in this situation of being othered, I felt like Harumi Hosono added flesh and blood and more of the details to that vague image of the East in exotica music by referencing images like, you know, ancient India, which was really the exotica for 16th century Eastern Asian people. You know, they had this idea of paradise that existed in the West, which the West at the time meant India, really, because that's where the Buddha came from. And then there's like, you know, gamelan music and Okinawa folk music. There's some references of Japanese-American culture and some funny parodies of Japanese tradition. Things like that, adding all the more, like more details. And there's lots of American pop culture reference too, which I guess maybe American listeners might pick it up more than I do. But American culture was really flooding post-war Japan, so all these things really combined together. And I feel like he kind of reclaimed this Eastern element in exotica music, and it makes me feel like I can stay here, that I am included in this magical world of exotica, not as a prop, but as a living being, as one of the protagonists, just like, you know, the whole history of humankind all over the world. We're all like, none of us are just a prop. We're all like taking part in the history. And this flipping of the narrative, the way this flip was done, that it was not with anger, but with creativity, with a sense of humor and really love for the exotica music, is I can't explain it too well, but it really moves me about this album. And at the same time, it's been a little frustrating to me when I listen to Exotica-inspired music by the Westerners made these days, because I often feel like it lacks a historical point of view, that this Exotica thing is really a war souvenir from the Second World War. So I've been thinking I'd love to hear some insights and ideas stemmed out from that kind of perspective. I think that would be interesting and productive and more, I guess, inclusive in a way. And so that's been my thoughts about this song, which I really just played it only because Good Wind with Natural Information Society by Steve Gunn from his brand new EP, Nakama EP, just kind of reminded me of this 1978 song. So that's the only connection here. Before that, we heard Spaghetti Eastern Music. It's a solo project of local person, Hudson Valley multi-instrumentalist Sal Cataldi. He gave us part two, Pulse the Arpeggiator, from an album titled Solo Guitar Score for 2x2x4. Damo Suzuki and Spiritualic Enhancement Center gave us a track titled Ra from a brand new release titled Arcaoda. I'm actually exactly not sure about the pronunciation. Speaking of not exactly sure about pronunciation, we started today's show with Société Etrange la rue principale de Cantier. Sorry, pardon my French. Literally, this is from a brand new release titled Chance from Le Disque Bongo Joe. Despite me I don't mean to insult people by bad pronunciation, but I really love this album, Chance. It's the whole tracks, it was hard to pick one from this. Really enjoyed it very much. That was the first set. I would like to play another brand new release by Kendra Plex, and it is titled Two Rivers, and it has two very long tracks. One is like over 20 minutes and the other one is, I think, a little under 20 minutes, and I was thinking maybe I should play an excerpt since it's very long and my show is only 20 minutes. Sorry, not 20 minutes. My show is only 1 hour. But then I was kind of trying to pick which part do I want to play from this album, and it's kind of really hard. I guess I like how this track develops over the course of 20 minutes, so I figure I'll just play the whole thing. I mean, one of the two tracks, one of the two rivers. And so I think that'll be it for my show today. We're gonna listen to Kendra Plex, Side A from Two Rivers. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. So the track is not over yet, but my time slot is about to be over, so let me tell you again. We've been listening to Side A from Two Rivers by Kendra Plex, and this has been on WGXC Radio for Open Ears. This program has been Mirage Station, and I've been Mayuko. Coming up next is Driftless Turmoil featuring music from Mira Kallix, Chantel Gray, Murnie Stern. Rest in peace to Mira Kallix, I guess, and Philip Jack too. Anyhow, this upcoming program is hosted by Brian Manley. So don't go anywhere. Stay here with us on WGXC Radio. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on the third Wednesday, April 20th. So I hope to see you again next time.